All right. Hi. So we're going to jump right into it. Hi, Nacelle.
Hi.
You want to introduce yourself?
Yeah. Hey, I am Nacelle Vega, and I've known Sarah for a very long time.
Yeah. Well, didn't Facebook tell us what today was Tim McGraw
11 years ago, Sarah and I went to the rodeo in Texas and saw Tim McGraw and had foot-long corn dogs. Mm-hmm.
And that was our first solo friend hangout. Like, that was, like, what started. That was, like, our first thing we planned as friends to go do.
Yeah.
And we did.
And we did.
Yeah. So, how's everything going? How are you? How's life treating you currently? I don't think I even said my name. I'm Sarah Luke. let's just catch up. Like, how's quarantine treating you right now?
It's definitely been a hurricane of emotions.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure everybody has had a version of that. I definitely have had the lowest of lows mm-hmm. I've ever had in my life, probably during this time.
Yeah.
But also I've come out of some dark places and have found some peace in places that I didn't think I would find.
Yeah.
Also.
Yeah.
So there has been some good things that have happened in quarantine that probably wouldn't have happened had quarantine not happened.
Yeah, definitely. And I don't know about you, but right now I feel like I think there's been like waves. Like in the beginning it was like, cool, we're not working, whatever. And then it got bad. Then it got good. I think it's getting a little bad again. It's taking another little dip for me. But it's all about like maintaining it in mind frame. But it definitely, I'm feeling it again.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's hitting me again. I'm like, ugh. I think I told you yesterday that I also realized that fucking seasonal depression shit.
That shit has been hitting.
So it's like a double whammy of that.
Yeah, that shit is so real.
Yeah. And
I mean, it's been fucking like 6 months of winter. I'm over
it
already.
Yeah.
Because Octobers are not what they used to be. Before August, September, October, mm-hmm. like, it cools down, but it's, like, still hoodie weather.
Yeah, still like, hoodie weather, yeah.
This last October was winter.
Oh, like, it was fucking brick in October,
full-on fucking winter.
Yeah, it was.
It's just been nonstop, so I feel you on that.
Yeah. So, today, we're talking about taking care of yourself, and I specifically did not want to talk about self-care. I did not want to frame it as self-care, just because I know everybody's fucking tired of hearing those two words.
Yeah.
But also, I think self-care is just, like, a loaded thing because it's like, what is self-care? I also, there's, like, a big thing with, like, can you afford self-care? You know, it's just, like, I'm just fucking mostly tired of, like, self-care, like, I just, like, want to do something relatable and without the, I think self-care brings pressure. There's, like, it's just a loaded word.
Yeah.
Now, I do use it and I do, like, refer to it and all that. But for this, I specifically wanted to take a step out of that and just, like, be relaxed and like real.
I hear that.
And like, I wanted to get to the root of it.
Yeah.
And I think taking care of yourself is like a little more to the root, a little deeper than just like skincare or massages.
Yeah. So we could go there.
The reason we even are talking about this is because we both have had that need, like, to take better care of ourselves. But you and I in general, we deal with like anxiety, and just on top of that, like, we're artists and there's like those pressures, being in a city to go after a specific goal. So we always have a pressure on us no matter what.
Right.
Like, we always, because we're chasing the dream, we always have the pressure to make the dream happen for our family, for everybody. So as not only we suffer, our family suffers, there's more urgency to make it happen quick.
Right.
So, you know, in general, we carry a lot of pressure. So I want to know, like, what are some warning signs that, you know, your body or your mind like tells you, or things that you notice that make you be like, okay, hold up. I gotta step in and take better care of myself. So what are some of those warning signs for you?
Ooh, good question. A big one for me that I've been able to really notice, especially now in quarantine, because all of the noise outside has subsided. So a big warning sign for me is if I'm scrolling on social media and feel like a jealousy.
That's the exact same thing I was going to say.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah, or like when I start feeling that like envious itch of like, fuck this person.
Exactly,
you know,
yes.
At least I have the wherewithal to like check myself. I'm like, no.
Exactly.
It's not the, don't shit on your blessing.
That's exactly, you know? I was going to say, one of my big things is when I am criticizing other people's, what they got going on.
Yeah.
If I'm too concerned with what other people got going on, for me, that looks like criticizing it or like, not even, well, yeah, it is criticizing it, but being like, almost playing like a mom or like a mother, like, I don't think that's the best thing for them, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like a projection. Like when you are like coveting what someone else has or when you're like mad about something else, it's like, all right, what am I missing? What am I?
Right.
Yeah.
Like, where am I falling short?
Yeah.
Or, you know, why don't I have this yet?
Yeah.
That definitely is a big warning sign for me. Aside from that, I would say like physically, I start losing sleep or I'm real fuzzy minded and not focused.
Mm-hmm.
That's a warning sign that something's off.
Yeah.
You know, which again, I feel like if it wasn't for quarantine, I wouldn't be so clear on what the warning signs are.
Absolutely.
Like,
yeah.
The silence has really helped in that way to focus in on, oh, I can figure out what the problem is like a lot faster.
Definitely. Yeah.
So that's cool, I guess.
Yeah.
It kind of feels like a superpower. Like, oh, I know what it is.
Yeah. And like with the physical thing, for me, like, you know, I'm a crier in general, but if I'm like 3 days of crying in a week, you know, if I'm like, all right, we got more than two cry days. Like if it's like a day where I'm just like really when I get really sad and I'm crying, that's like, all right, bitch. All right,
like,
bitch.
What's going on,
big baby? Like,
right,
it's like, you're being a big baby and that's valid. Like, why are you being a big baby?
Yeah.
So that's like,
that's definitely one for me too. I mean,
And I think it's hard. We can't really rely on our friends pointing these out because we don't live near most of our friends.
Right.
We are really like alone, quote unquote. We're pretty much alone up here.
Right.
Like for the most part.
And to add on that, though, I would say specifically for us, like, people... Oh, shit. Let me go back. And for us, specifically, I would say that people assume we're strong.
Yeah.
And I guess we carry ourselves that way.
Yeah.
But because people assume it, too...
Mm-hmm.
They're less likely to check in on us.
Exactly.
Less likely to assume that we're not okay.
Yeah.
And that also in itself is a pressure.
Yeah. I think maybe another thing I'm just realizing now when I feel that need to I will literally check up on everybody. It's like, oh, it's okay. Like something in me will be like, all right, time. So I'll just like shoot those texts around, check in. And now I'm wondering if that's a sign for myself. That's when, because I think I have mistaken it for, okay, my cup's full, now I can take care of everybody else.
Right.
But maybe that voice to do that is telling me to do that to myself. But I wouldn't, it's like, so that will lead us into, so like when you do feel those needs coming on or those warning signs, what do you do to take care of yourself?
I do a variation of things, I feel like. It just depends. But there's always, I have to have silence in whatever, like, I don't know, I'm very sensitive to noise, and whether that's people or even just, like, turning music and TV off, I have to sit in silence and marinate in that for, like, and it could be hours that I just zonk out.
Yeah.
But that's an essential thing that I need.
Yeah.
Also, I'll fucking lay in the shower. Not even like a take a bath, like the shower. I think because there's something, you know, when you, that feeling, and I know you know this, like when you go to the ocean and you sit at the shoreline and you just hear the water crashing and there's something so, because we don't have that easily accessible in our apartment, I think the closest thing is just a shower running.
Yeah, yeah.
And that also just brings like a sense of peace and comfort to me.
Yeah.
Everything that I feel like I do for self-care, not self-care, but like to take care of myself, is I always go back to the basics, like nature and like feeling the sun is really important for me. And it, that's why it's really hard right now.
Yeah.
Because now the sun's peeking out, but it's been brick fucking cold as fuck for months.
Yeah. It's, and like normally it would be like, all right, let me go outside and get some sunshine and take a walk. But for me, I have a problem with taking a walk that has no destination right now. So it would just be like, oh, nothing outside. Like, it's not pleasing aesthetically right now. It doesn't feel good. So this walk is just like more work than it. Yeah. And then it like, But I definitely try to get some fresh air to take care of myself. I have started using my bathtub more. I do weed bath bombs.
Ooh, I've never done that.
Cannabis is a big part of me taking care of myself, and like that has its own, like it's own topic, but like that is probably primarily my number one way I take care of myself. And I definitely am a reach out to other people to take, I like reach out to people to talk to them to, I'm a true, quarantine has shown me I am a true extrovert and I kind of wish I wasn't, but I really am. I'm an extrovert who is on a solo path, and so that means like I might need my own space and stuff, but I definitely operate with other people in mind and with other energies always. Like even to the point of like planning my, like I plan my creative projects and shit with that in mind, which sometimes is more harm than, but like I definitely operate with other people. So like I reach out to the family, whatever, touch base with like friends. TV and weed are like my fucking babysitters, like and so, but like that also means I have to like keep changing it up because it's like I use the same things to take care of myself. But yeah, I think those two, and then now I'll like, I don't even have to ask my boyfriend to come over because he just is here. So that's nice. But I need to be better at like asking him specifically how to take better care of me, but I do, I like keep him around, and that is one way I take care of myself.
Nice.
And, did you?
No, I was just to add on to, like, I definitely relate on the weed. That's definitely part of my taking care of myself too, whether it's a CBD or like I have a CBD like ointment that I use on my skin. That I really enjoy. That's lovely. I have, you know, and different strands for different things. But also learning about what I'm putting into my body, and I'm like, oh, this does help with this.
Like intentionally. I think because we both, that's been our coping mechanism, like our self, you know, care, all that. That's been our tool for us for a long time. So it kind of was a tool for us before we knew what self-care was. Before we knew what we were doing, we were taking care of ourselves with it. So like, that's always, for me, that's always going to be a part of the mix. But now it's more about, okay, I'm an adult, so let's be intentional and like learning more. And learning like, just like mixing it up and changing things, like picking specifically what's good for you, what strains, what like, it's like,
And you know, we still get shit done.
Like, yeah.
We definitely get a lot of shit done.
Absolutely.
So we're breaking that stupid stigma that, you know, you zonk out on the couch and whatever. Like, actually, no, I've smoked before work and it has let me deal with these motherfuckers, you know?
Y'all don't want me not, like, y'all don't want me sober.
Y'all don't, like, y'all don't want me not
loved. Y'all don't want me not high. So how has quarantine like changed these coping mechanisms? I think if I could hop back into the, because I kind of just said it, how, so weed and TV have always been them. So quarantine has And now I'm around those things all the time. Right. Like before, those were coping mechanisms when I would come home from work. Mm-hmm. So now I'm around those all the time. So I still like, it's like, I have to be careful with my relationship with those two to still keep them as like sanity. You know what I mean? Like as opposed to me becoming a total glutton with them, which I am. I go in and out of it and it's a hard balance. But
yeah.
So for you, what are some ways that quarantine has changed your coping mechanisms?
I think before quarantine, my life was always just so random. I never had full structure or routine. Like every day was a different, you know, so I would find moments in the day to take a break and like hit my one hitter or something. And now, because I have a lot of free time, similarly, like, I need to find the balance of, like, just because I'm bored, I have something to do.
Yeah.
Like, I do want to set the intention of, like, when I smoke, it is to bring peace and zen.
Yeah.
And a relaxation as opposed to filling my time.
Yeah. It's like we have nothing to do now but take care of ourselves and cope. So it's like, how do you balance that? And I think we both are, you know, we're in like happy in relationships now. And for me, quarantine was like Lori, my old roommate moved out in May 1st, maybe. She was with me for a month of quarantine and she moved out. And from the day she moved out, Justin pretty much like stepped in here.
Right.
And he has helped me take care of myself a lot. Like before... you know, I have a great bathtub, but I would wait until it gets really... My old way is to wait until it gets really bad to take care of myself.
Right.
And I think quarantine has made it where it is an urgency.
Mm.
And quarantine really got me close to my breaking point with stress, and I didn't even know it. Somebody else told me. A friend, my best friend who had just lost her mother,
mm-hmm.
she told me my stress scared her. Like... I was worrying about her, stressing about her, and she saw me because I went to Texas and saw me in person, and she was scared of my stress.
Wow.
And like, so like that was a big wake up call, and it was the first time I started physically feeling, oh shit, this is what they mean.
Right.
When they talk about how you like, they always say you gotta like take a break before it's too late. I started to feel that too late.
Mm.
I feel like I almost got to that too late.
Yeah.
It was the first time I physically was just like, this stress is like making my head literally about to explode. And so like that really was a wake up call. And I guess quarantine, you know, having things get really bad, make you realize like, and I think it also has just made it simplified what it is. It's like, you know what, to just drink your water today or just like.
Yeah.
Just live today.
Just live today.
Yeah.
What's best today?
Yeah.
You know? Because that changes day by day.
Exactly.
You know? Like, I can't tell you how many days there were that I literally just laid the fuck on my bed and barely got up to go use a bathroom.
Yeah.
Or, you know, the win was that I brushed my teeth that day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like... To tie just back to social media, like people don't show that side.
Yeah,
people
definitely.
Are not talking about that. Like,
yeah.
Literally, my body would not fucking move.
Yeah.
I got really sick, not COVID related.
Mm-hmm.
I just had like some stomach issues, and the medicine they gave me was even worse. And just for over like about 2 or 3 months, I was dealing with this of just uncomfortable. And I was being really hard on myself, just like, I can't get shit done, I'm fucking lazy, and like, my body was just trying to heal, you know, and I was just, it was trying to rest, and I was fighting the rest.
Yeah, I didn't really take naps before quarantine.
Yeah.
And I'm finally learning, like, oh, if you, like, you got to.
Yeah.
Or like, the world's not gonna stop if you don't, or like, I'm still learning, like... It's hard for me to be like, I'm gonna put my phone away for the entire day.
Yeah.
Like, it's still, like, almost impossible because, like, somebody's going to need me. Right. Besides even just work. People don't need me. I could put my... Nobody fucking cares. Everybody's dealing with their own shit. I could put my shit away.
Right.
But, like, I have this pressure on me.
Yeah.
Of, like, I still don't know quite where that comes from. But quarantine has just really made it an urgency to, like... Because before we just kind of operate on that. Or like mm-hmm. I talked to you about the stress level I operate on.
Right.
And it's just so used to it. Our bodies are addicted to it. And now it's like, you don't really have to do this, but our bodies are
it's
still
like
doing it.
Unlearning. Like, yeah. Actually, we're not made to be this stressed out.
Yeah.
It's just we've been conditioned to function this way.
Yeah.
And I don't want to.
Like, Justin, my boyfriend, is very, very simple when it comes to, like, life, how things are, how shit is, like, because he just has lived a life of surviving, kind of.
Right.
And I learn a lot from that.
Yeah.
Like, I learn a lot from, oh, I don't got to do that. Or, like, oh, I can stand up for myself in this situation. Or, oh, yeah. I don't got to fucking worry about that. Oh, yeah. I could just say this. Oh, okay, cool. Like,
yeah.
So, I don't know, like, him being in my space a lot more and being getting closer and closer into my life, like, he has rubbed off on me in those ways. Yeah,
that's awesome. And I've seen that in you.
Yeah.
Too. I've definitely seen it in you.
Yeah,
for sure.
It's like permission to not care.
To
and
not
it's like I
fuck.
Knew it before, but my body just had to, like,
yeah. You weren't used to it.
Gotta get there. People really think that, like, I don't know. People think it's a weakness when you're nice to people or you're, like, really forgiving or you're,
yeah,
like, a, they,
no, it just
it's complete it fucking opposite, man. It's, like, a lot of work to live like that. And it is necessary for a lot of us. Like,
yeah.
Is a lot of, like, there's a lot of, like, oh, you don't have to be so nice. You don't have to. It's, like, no, I fucking do because I had to survive this way.
Right.
And, like, maybe I don't have to anymore. But, like, it's not as, like, it's, like, if I don't. I don't know. There's like, it's all like a fucking puzzle. You
it's
know what
all
I mean?
Intertwined.
Yeah. And like yeah. everybody in your family has depended on how you are. So if you just fucking
Ooh,
change that now or like all your
weird.
Friends have. Yeah. But you know, quarantine has shaken everybody up too. Yeah. So I think there's a lot of like people in our lives will recognize too that because we can't show up for them the way we used to. So
mm-hmm.
they're going to like feel that and they're
right.
reflecting on their own behaviors.
Yeah. That's real.
Yeah.
That is so real.
Okay, so how, what do you struggle with when it comes to taking care of yourself?
I struggle with telling myself the lie that taking care of other people is taking care of myself.
Oh, yeah, yes, yes, definitely.
I truly mm-hmm. am wired to want to carry the burden of others.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know who the fuck gave me the...
Yeah.
Like, I'm Jesus. Like, no.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
But that is a real struggle of mine.
Yeah.
That I feel like I have to try to help heal
mm-hmm.
a lot of people. And yes, that is fulfilling.
Right.
But when I'm not 100% with myself...
Yeah.
Like, that shit is draining.
Definitely.
And I... Like, that is something I've, like, dealt with all my life.
Yeah.
God.
I think that we also struggle... I mean, aside from, like, the resources to take care of ourselves. And still, even though now we, like, literally probably could afford and prior... Like, do things that we never could before.
Mm-hmm.
We still are, like, in that mind frame of it being... I need to get a fucking pedicure, Nicelli. I haven't gotten a pedicure in... I need a fucking manicure and a pedicure,
yeah.
and I still have not done that for myself.
Right.
Like, I never had a massage. Well, I've had one massage, and it was, like, 6 years ago. Like,
ooh.
I need a fucking massage,
yeah.
and that's not, like, a frivolous...
Right, no,
like,
I definitely... I mean, I
yeah.
massages. That
so
was,
it's, like...
Fun, but,
but yeah, like, things that you're like, oh, I can't do this. Or therapy. Well, that's a whole... Therapy, actually, legitimately, it is hard to find affordable therapy. But another thing, like, I could... If I got down to it, I could find the funds in the way.
Yeah.
But, like, it's, like, that block of, I don't have enough money to do this. I can't afford this.
Right.
That is a huge part
right.
of taking care of yourself that you never forget even as you get money.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's, like, the...
Or, like, then there's also a guilt of
yeah.
if you do end up spending the money, then you feel guilty for doing it. Like, I don't deserve this. I don't...
Yeah.
I shouldn't have spent the money.
Yeah.
And then it's, like, another vicious cycle
mm-hmm.
of, like... Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's like physically hard to notice. I struggle with catching like, oh, I need a break. I need rest because
mm-hmm.
I don't really rest.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I don't be doing nothing, I don't really rest.
Right.
Yeah, like
I'd
be sitting
rest.
In my house not doing nothing but thinking, stressing.
Right.
Like I can't really turn my mind off. And also might be undiagnosed on a few things, but, you know, the jury's still out on that. But, like, I suspect I might have something that's four letters long, starts with A, goes DHD. but that's never been confirmed. But things like that, like, it's like, I struggle with just shutting off.
Yeah.
I don't know. For me, the only way to do that would be like a pill or something.
Yeah.
Like, to me, I'm like, how can, or some deep, I guess deep therapy would do that. Deep meditation.
Yeah.
I do like meditating, but it, like, even when I'm off, I'm still, there's like a light on, mm-hmm. or I'm still, this is at the back of my mind. I'm still worrying about this. You've yeah. witnessed that in person.
Yeah.
But I just have a really hard time shutting off.
Yeah.
I need to go on a real vacation.
Yeah. You've also gone through a lot though. And like in the recent.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I didn't even talk about that. Yeah. Like, I mean?
I think that. Sometimes, you know, and I know you do this, but just a reminder, give yourself grace, because you really have, and I think you're handling everything as best you can, and you're doing a great job with, given the circumstances.
Yeah, I think it's hard in general when you don't have, like, my thing is I'm forever, like, the child I want to be taken care of. Like, in my core, there's, like, a child that wants to be babied
yeah.
that I got taken care of, but, like, I was a middle child, and there was always other people around. So, like, that person, at the beginning of quarantine, I told Justin, like, what did I tell him? I said something like, I just want to be babied or something. He's like, you're a grown-up. You gotta be a grown-up. Yeah. And I'm like, fuck, but I didn't get enough of the fucking, like, we just blinked and opened our eyes and we were grown-ups. And
right.
so there's no, we have to take care of ourselves. And not having my mom in the city is always a struggle with that.
Yeah.
Like, how much, or just, like, any family, being completely removed from all family is, like, it's okay for some people, but I am realizing as I get older, I'm like, whoa, this is a definite loss in my life. Definite, like,
yeah,
lack.
You feel that. Mm-hmm.
Not enough for me to move home, but you know what I mean? Like,
but it's definitely a void.
It's a huge void.
Yeah.
The same thing as not having a community of friends,
yeah.
not having a community of girlfriends. It is like,
yeah.
I feel that void.
Yeah.
I forgot what the question even was. Oh, that was still the question of the struggles, right?
Yeah.
Just knowing that it's hard to even pick up on when you need to take care of yourself because you're just in go mode always.
Right.
Okay. So what have you learned from other people about taking care of yourself?
I've learned from other people what a lot. I've learned what not to do.
Yeah.
I've seen what other people are doing for their version of what their self-care is.
Yeah, yeah.
And I consider myself to be a pretty observant person and, like, pretty good at reading people to a certain degree. And, like, the things that they claim to say is working for them, I actually see as detrimental.
Yeah.
And so for me, I kind of like, okay, well, I definitely don't want to do that.
Right.
You know, because that clearly is...
Yeah, definitely.
But I think mainly, especially from, like, my grandparents, I would say...
Yeah.
...is go back to the basics.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? Power goes out, fucking light a candle.
Yeah.
So I always know to have candles and matches
yeah.
nearby. Water run out? Well,
yeah.
We got a gas stove.
Yeah.
We're gonna make it work.
Yeah.
You know? Shit like that.
Yeah.
Like, I always try to carry just the basics that can get me from a place to place. Like, I'll keep a certain amount on my credit card.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Just readily available
yeah.
just in case.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Things like that. And it's the bare minimum.
Yeah.
Because, like, I don't have a lot. But with what I got, what can I, like, move a little forward with?
Yeah, definitely.
And so I think, yeah, that's what I've learned is just with what I've got, with what the little I've got, how can I make a win out of this?
Yeah, yeah,
and
definitely.
That has been, like, the kind of reframing.
Yeah, yeah, I got a lot, we kind of, like, that's, like, built in, too, like, because
yeah.
we grew up like that, too. And I remember at the beginning of quarantine, I had a lot going on, and my dad was talking to me kind of about fear. And just to, like, just, like, calming some of that fear down. And I don't know. I learned a lot from my dad. I remember telling him, like, talking to him about, yeah, I'm doing all right. You know, I'm like making more money, but like, I was like updating him on that and black, but I owe this. He's like, and he told me, he's like, let me tell you something. He's like, we're all owing something. Like my dad just has gotten real on things, but he's like, where everybody owes money on something. Mm-hmm. And just like hearing it from like your parent is like, all right, cool. So this isn't just me. This is normal.
Right.
But, I don't know. My dad just has kind of reminded me of like optimism and like faith. He always like speaks on that. I'm learning. It's not that I don't have to be as nice as I am. I don't have to be as concerned. I don't have to be as concerned about feelings and shit as I am. Or like,
emotionally invested.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Emotionally invested as I am. He also is like, fuck stress. Like, it's fuck work. Like, it's don't stress. And like, it's easy to hear it, but like,
to feel it and live it.
Yeah, you have to like keep hearing it and feel it and discover it. And also just like resting and taking naps, which I feel like everybody in my life, like I don't have that relationship with naps and sleep that everybody has, but I'm learning more like to just do it.
Yeah.
To like, and I don't really feel like I have sleep issues anymore as a result of quarantine. Because it doesn't matter when I wake up.
Right.
Or like I can go to sleep whenever I need to. Right. And
I think, that's another blessing of quarantine. I'm learning the ebbs and flows of my body and, like, what parts of the day I know I work more optimal and, like, the parts of the day that, like, nah.
Yeah.
I know from this hour I'm a piece of shit. Like,
yeah.
And that's, it's consistent.
Yeah. I'm learning about, you know, like, I always learn new things about perspective on, like, diet and exercise, too.
Yeah.
Even though I haven't been able to fully carry it out, I have learned that I got to get some exercise going. You got to get that relationship with your body,
mm-hmm.
whether it's for weight loss or not. Just keep it moving.
Yeah.
I'm getting good advice from friends on, like, I've gained all my weight back. And I'm being really hard on myself and just getting like reminders on like, you know, tactics to take or like taking it one day at a time.
I heard this quote the other day, like 2 weeks ago, that just is, I've been marinating on it, that anxiety is the misuse of our imagination.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes, you did tell me that. Yeah.
I don't know why that shit just hit me so raw.
Yeah.
Because I spiral. I really do.
Yeah.
And so that maybe that's something for me that I've taken away that I'm like, oh, okay, I can at least check myself when I'm in a moment of anxiety or at least afterward. Like, what story did I just spin?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, oh, yeah.
What did I just create in my head?
Yeah.
But every day is different.
Yeah, it really is. It is because, like, I was doing really bad and then I was doing real good and then work got annoying again and... It's all about, like, prepping yourself on how you react, your coping, and, like, how you, like, receive shit.
Right. And, yeah. Move through and be able to be fluid.
Mm-hmm. Because shit's going to get bad. It's just how you bounce back and change with it.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, man. That sounds pretty good to me.
Yeah. Shit, we're working through it. We got this.
Yeah, we are taking care of ourselves.
Yes, we are. And I think just another moment to note is, like, having women support women and, like, have these moments and, like, be able to talk about this stuff is really important.
Like, you have to talk about it. If you don't, if you're not talking, I guess you could have a journal, but you still got to talk about it.
Yeah.
And we are very good at that. I'm very, very, very fortunate that we are good at that.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And I feel like you know when to text me.
Yeah, I do. I'm like, hey, like, how the fuck did you know?
Which?
Yeah, I do. I be feeling it.
Yeah.
Or like, I just like, if it's on my heart to tell somebody, I have to, because I'm like,
same.
I'm also low key, like, I have a death fear, which. I got to get into that this year because it's like a legitimate thing of a death thing. And so I'll get into that. Like I have to tell my friends.
Right.
Because I don't know, you know, like, so that is always on my mind, which like that is anxiety and that is a stress, but it does. Sometimes your anxieties cause you are what make you a really good friend.
Yeah, for sure.
For fucking
Absolutely. Sure.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. That's another episode. Whoa. All right, Miss Sally, well, thank you so much. I think I'm going to call it a day.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Anytime. Bye, guys.
Bye.